We are approaching the 100th anniversary of the constitutional amendment that guaranteed women the right to vote, passed by Congress in 1919 and ratified by the states a year later. WYPR is celebrating the upcoming centennial with this series called Beyond the Ballot. Each month, we are honoring two Maryland women who changed our world for the better in the century since gaining their right to enter the voting booth. I'm Sherry Parks. Rachel Carson is considered to be the mother of the modern environmental movement. In 1929, young Rachel Carson moved to Baltimore from Philadelphia to accept a graduate scholarship from Johns Hopkins University. But her studies were interrupted by the Great Depression, so she went to work for the Bureau of Fisheries, where she received an assignment to write 52 short radio programs on marine life. She also started to write freelance articles about the Chesapeake Bay for the Baltimore Sun and other publications. By 1941, she had been promoted to aquatic biologist at the U.S. Department of the Interior. That same year, she published her first book, Under the Sea Wind. A few years later, Carson proposed an article to Reader's Digest magazine about DDT, the first modern synthetic insecticide. The article was rejected for being too unpleasant, so she wrote a second book, The Sea Around Us, about the life-giving and life-sustaining qualities of the sea and our relationship with water, according to one review. The book sold more than 1 million copies and won awards, including the National Book Award for Nonfiction. She resigned from the government to write full-time and take on more environmental battles. She wrote that the federal government's use of a pesticide to combat imported fire ants had so much serious collateral damage that it was the agricultural equivalent of the atomic bomb. In her 1962 book, Silent Spring, Carson asked, "How could intelligent beings seek to control a few unwanted species by a method that contaminated the entire environment and brought the threat of disease and death even to their own kind?" The chemical industry attacked her and her gender. They said that the woman lacked the academic training to be credible. But biologist Edward O. Wilson called the books a national political force that is at least partially responsible for the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and the passage of the Endangered Species Act. Carson would not live to see the full impact of her work. In the spring of 1964, she died of breast cancer in her Montgomery County home. She was 58 years old. More than 15 years after her death, President Jimmy Carter posthumously awarded Rachel Carson the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her contributions to the national interests of the United States.